This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Cobb County officials today again defended the process they used to approve the new Atlanta Braves Stadium and insisted it's a good deal for county taxpayers. Cobb Commission Chairman Tim Lee was responding to criticism that the county's total cost liability continues to rise. Recently, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported its analysis had found $18.2 million in new borrowing expenses. Today, Lee said the return on those investments will be more than worth it, $132 million to the county in the first 10 years of the stadium and the mixed-use development around it.
This partnership between the Braves and Cobb County continues to be a good investment and a good thing for Cobb County.
But while Cobb leaders responded to questions about the project's funding, the Braves themselves have revealed the first conceptual drawings of the stadium itself. Derek Schiller is the Braves' executive vice president. I spoke with him about the design, which he said is aimed at making the game experience more intimate for Braves fans.
And so we've reduced the amount of seats by almost 10,000, and we've created more seats that are going to be closer to the field than even exist here at Turner Field.
I don't know whether you've gotten into this level of detail right now, but how many of the seats are going to be the kind of luxury boxes or things that would get lots of season ticket holders or corporate sales, as opposed to seats that a lot more average fans could afford, especially since you're reducing the number of seats to start with?
At Turner Field, there's almost 50,000 seats. There's probably only around 300 or so that would be considered a premium club seat. In the new ballpark, if you exclude the suites, you're talking about somewhere in the neighborhood of 3,000 to 4,000 seats. Now, not to alarm anybody with that, when I say that it's got a premium affiliated with up to 4,000 seats, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's an expensive seat. It just means that there is some level of additional amenity associated with that seat. It might be something small, it might be just a unique little club, or it might be the very high-end club that is somewhat similar to what we have here at Turner Field, known as the SunTrust Club.
Obviously, you've heard the critique, not just of baseball, but of many of the major sports, that the average fan can't afford to go to games anymore, especially if he or she is taking a family. Was that something that was a consideration when you were talking about the kinds of seats that you just mentioned?
Absolutely. The Braves are absolutely the most affordable professional sports around. So our average ticket price will grow modestly over the next couple of years, but we're not going to see some sort of sharp increases from one year to the next or from Turner Field to the new ballpark. We have one of the highest family percentages composing our ticket buyers of any professional sports team. We're very cognizant of that and want to make sure that we have a number of different offerings for those types of fans that are looking for a very value-centric seat, or those fans that might be looking for something with an extreme amount, a high amount of amenities.
The traffic study came out recently that the Braves had commissioned. What would you say to somebody who says, look, you start putting tens of thousands of people into that area around that interchange in Cobb County, and no matter what your improvements are, there's no way that you can avoid the kind of backups that we see around the connector, for instance, in Turner Field, which is also a major highway?
One of the unique aspects of this site is that Cobb County and the federal government had already planned on doing a number of different transportation-related initiatives around this area, some of which are on the interchanges and the highways, including a managed lane system, some of which are Cobb County initiatives and have to do with the widening of 41 and other access ways. There's also a diverging diamond that's being put in at Windy Hill. Most of those things were planned in advance of this, and those all create even better access to the site than previously existed. And again, we go from a site that has 14 different ingress-egress points in this new ballpark, whereas at Turner Field, we had two. Coupling all those things together means we believe that during those 81 games, and remember, only about half of those are during the midweek, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday timeframes, we believe that the traffic impacts are going to be minimal, and as a result of the development, they're going to be coming earlier, staying later, and dispersing that traffic that might be there.
Well, that was where I was going, because people might arrive at different times, but assuming a ball game is interesting enough to have everybody stay around to the end, everybody's leaving at once.
Well,
can you say there'll be no bottlenecks then?
That's not necessarily true. So part of the allure of a development is not only before the game, but also after the game. We can see people going to restaurants and bars after the game. So we are confident that the ingress-egress will be far superior to the way it exists here today at Turner Field.
Derek Schiller is Executive Vice President of the Atlanta Braves. Mr. Schiller, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.